We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I worry a little bit about the Bengals because I saw them in the opener against Seattle, and even though they laid an egg against San Francisco, they're a little bit better than I anticipated. I mean, the things that look a little bit better is that Zach Taylor and Andy Dalton look like a winning combination. The coach really puts the quarterback in a good position to win, but the problem that they have is their offensive line's terrible. So that can benefit the Bills because, you know, remember, Zona Williams, the first round, picks out for the season. Cordy Glenn, the former Bill, he's got concussion protocol. The first round center they drafted last year has so hurt that he's now a backup. So bad that Andre Smith, the 2009 first round right tackle from the Bengals, he's now playing left tackle for the second game in his life.
There's John Clayton, who was on with Shope and the Bulldog yesterday, breaking down the Cincinnati Bengals and their 0-2 start with their new head coach. First time head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, and we'll be in town on Sunday. We're talking about the matchup with you. I'm feeling good about it. Are you? If you're worried about the matchup, why? If you feel good about the Bills matchup Sunday, why? That's what Football Friday is all about.
You know what I'm thinking about on Sunday? We're air frying a turkey. And we're making a bunch of burgers.
Making a turkey with burgers? You got like, that's a lot of
food.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to love a lot of people.
It's a smorgasbord.
We're going to have a lot of food. You always have a lot of food.
How big is the turkey?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of it, but I'd imagine it's decent sized.
How long does it take to air fry a turkey?
I don't know. I got to up my game a little bit. You know, talk about grilling quite a bit. I want a smoker. We were at a party over the summer.
I'm not getting you that for Christmas.
And somebody had their own home-built smoke barbecue pit in the backyard. You've probably seen these, Brayton, yeah?
My dad built one himself.
You get all the cinder blocks and you just smoke meat. Right?
Yeah, my dad built one himself.
Made me really want a smoker. Don't have a smoker, would like a smoker, you know? Take it to the next level.
Apparently, 3.5 minutes per pound to smoke a turkey? Or air fry? Air fry turkey? Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Is air fryer dangerous? I have no idea what an air frying anything is.
We have an air fryer.
Can that thing explode if you're not careful about what you're doing?
I don't know the bigger ones. We've got a countertop one that air fries vegetables
just
and
be
stuff
careful.
Like that.
I don't need you to, you know.
But I gotta up my game.
Smoker.
The things that these...
You're getting bored with your tailgate goodies
schedule? Never bored. No. This is where I'm... It's going to sound like a commercial, but like...
Hungry now.
You know, the burgers that have the stuff already in them, the Italian sausage burgers,
I'm
just going to be real here. The hot Italian sausage burgers. It is hot Italian sausage season when you get to fall, and I love those. I'm just ready. I'm ready to tailgate. I'm ready to walk by all the tailgates, see all the people.
Two words. Meatball bombers.
Not a bad idea.
I got that in my head since
underrated
we talked about
would
that
be
this
to
morning.
Make. Here's what you do. You go meatball bombers in the crock pot.
Yep.
You toast the bun on the grill.
Ooh, toasted bun.
Toasted bun
is a
on
must.
The grill.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. You can never go wrong with toasting bread for your sandwiches.
This is why I didn't play football in the NFL professionally, is because this is the reason. I wanted to tailgate.
Yeah, you gotta be out eating.
These guys can't tailgate.
After the game.
Yeah, I guess that's probably
they
right.
Can't do it before the game, but after the game, I suppose they can hang out with family and friends. The weather's good for it. Have a lot of liquid. Have water handy. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, water.
If it's sunny and you're sitting in 80-degree temperatures for 3 hours, you know, and tailgating before the game, drink water. It's going to be warm out there.
Ready for the tailgate. Just ready for it. It's going to be – I'm not going to complain that it's too hot. It's going to be a little too hot.
Well, if it's 83, you're going to be sweating at the stadium.
Right.
You're going to be in the stands
sweating. If it's 83, I'm going to go ahead and say it's a great day. I might like it a little bit more if it were 63.
Well,
just for football sake.
So this is not hashtag elite football weather.
Not yet. It's pretty great.
What is your ideal game day weather at New Era Field? Your perfect day?
58 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would have said like 70.
I need to wear jeans. I need to wear a fleece or some layers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would you actually do
I'm,
with...
I'm not kicking out. I'm not saying I'm mad about the heat. It's great. It's wonderful. Beautiful days are nice. But the perfect temperature for a football game?
58.
I want to say it's between 58 and 64.
All right. I would have gone 70.
And I would
okay.
even not... I don't get mad as we get down to 52, mm-hmm. 45. I'm okay. Yeah.
Would
I love the fall weather, and we are Monday, 3:50 a.m. as fall begins. Bring it on.
Yeah, but it'll feel like summer, obviously, at the stadium.
Like the last couple nights, sometimes if you sleep next to an open window, you can get like a stiff neck. Or right?
Yeah,
you get,
supposedly. Yeah. That's what they used to tell me.
A couple nights ago, it was perfect.
Well, last night was warm.
I might as well have slept. Yeah, last night was warm, but two nights ago, maybe. Yeah. I might have as well been sleeping out on a mat in the yard because it was right next to the windows. The windows are open. It's nice and cool out there. Like, I just love that temperature.
Would you do the maroon look from last night?
What's that?
Hoodie, cut off sleeves.
That's
not cut off, but not like cut off at the shoulder. Like short sleeve shirt, but it was a hoodie.
Isn't that the Belichick?
I thought Belichick cut the sleeves off. This was not, these were not cut off. It was like a short sleeve hoodie.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Because it must have been a little cool and a little damp last night. So he went short sleeves hoodie, which is an odd look to see. Like a hoodie, so it means you're worried about being a little too cold. Why would you have short sleeves?
Before that, I would just roll up the sleeves of the hoodie. I'd wear a regular hoodie and roll up the sleeves.
Yeah.
It's important to have that.
Yeah.
The ability to roll those sleeves up. Sean writes in, we need a tailgate food and beverage draft. Man. What goes first?
Wow.
Beer? Is all beer in there?
I guess I could. You know, Joey, have you registered yet for baby gifts and stuff?
Yes.
Is a smoker considered a baby gift? Joey tweeted in, come on, money bags. Get this soon-to-be father of four a smoker will be perfect since you leave food in there for long periods of time, something he won't have a lot of anymore. So would you rather have that, or do you want me to get you baby gifts?
Hang on. I'm opening the app right now. Let me see. Okay.
But how much
Amazon
does
is included
cost,
here. Can I search a smoker and
see.
Add it?
Cost of smoker. I shouldn't.
I don't have to be that expensive. Smokers. Okay, here we go.
Cost of cheap
17-inch charcoal smoker, heavy duty. You know what? I'm going to click on it and see if I can. Can I add it to our registry?
Oh, that's not bad. You're worth that.
I can add this to the registry.
You add it, I'll get it.
Oh, wait. I got to delete this and add a more expensive one.
No! No, yeah, they're like $100. I'm looking at it right
there's
now. Schmoem Schmeeple has it for $109.
There's some more. Okay, here's a better
one.
I'm
not made of money.
Here's a better one. It's the Smoky Mountain Cooker. It's 22-inch, a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Definitely has more features. And with a bigger family, I'm going to need the bigger smoker.
You're killing me. What kind of, can you give me a ballpark on the price range?
This one's a little over
$400. Whoa! dial it down! Whoa!
I'm just happy that I can add this to the registry.
That's like $100 per kid.
Yeah, that's about right.
I wasn't going to spend $100 per kid. I was going to get stuff out of the vending machine. Are you registered at
See,
the vending
kids,
machine?
This is your Uncle Howard. Only one of you's eating food off his smoker because he didn't get the big smoker. This is why Dad has to spend all his time outside.
Can you get like a mini smoker? Is there like a smaller version that is still very good in terms of the food that the taste of the food
like,
is outstanding?
I feel like this one is actually okay.
So you're wow. By the way, this on top of what I just did with your hockey tickets. I bought 5 games from you. You don't feel guilty at all? You know how much money you're costing me? I'm going to have to talk to my agent.
I'm too busy adding the smoker to the baby list.
Wow. I forgot about the hockey. I'm giving you the hockey tickets back.
Yeah?
In exchange for the smoker.
Don't remind me what I said to Alan, our program director, about the hockey season after we talked to Sean McDermott.
I'm not sure that I want when to have I, that discussion. I'm not sure that I really want to get into that discussion yet. That's another nice thing about the 2-0 start. Have not really spent a lot of time thinking about the hockey season to this point. You know, I watched a little bit of the first period of the game against Pittsburgh, but I mean, they were playing the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, so what was the point? I haven't really got into hockey yet. I've been consumed by 2-0 start and thinking about 3-0.
Tonight, the Sabres play, and here's who's in their lineup,
it's on
right?
On TV tonight, too, I think. We got it obviously here, but I think it's on TV, too.
Sobotka, Oposo, Mittelstadt, Sherry, CJ Smith, Tage Thompson, Remy Elie, Joki Haru, McCabe, among others. Linus Ullmark, not a full team, but we're now 3 games in and Ristolainen has not played.
Yeah.
And he's going to play Saturday,
tomorrow
I guess?
Tomorrow night, right?
Okay.
Didn't you say that? I thought you said I didn't.
I think Paul said that. Paul said that, you know, don't look too much into it. It appears that that Ralph Krueger is talking about him playing on, if he doesn't, that he's going to play on Saturday.
Yeah. Elliot Friedman had a little blurb in his 31 Thoughts, which is out today at Sportsnet. He said most teams are operating under the belief that Ristolainen did ask for a trade. He pointed out that Risto didn't answer the question whether he specifically asked for a trade or not. But most teams in the league are operating under the belief that he has asked for a deal.
Good. So, well, hey.
But obviously, we're all monitoring what's going on in Winnipeg with Dustin Byfuglien and whether or not they're going to need somebody back there.
Back to the tailgate and smoker talk. This is a good tweet from
Cheaper Smoker.
A tweet from Jeff. He says, as a father of five
yes.
and four under four, Jeff has four kids under four, get the smoker. Five kids is brutal. Let the meat cook itself. Because your time is no longer your time.
That's what somebody else tweeted. I guess they weren't screwing around. Right, that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for you to do this.
Great.
Who wants so, Brayton, how much are you chipping in with on this fund?
Huh? You know what else
you're going in with me?
I'm going to put something else on my registry.
What?
I'm going to put my camper on my registry.
Okay.
I'd like you to buy my camper.
This is where I think our friendship is over.
I think
we draw the line.
We're going to try and get a season out of it, and then I'd like to sell it to you.
Okay. We've had a good 15-year run. I'm now declaring the show over.
To someone. Or someone, can someone store it for a while?
Hey, as long as you're putting your camper out there, can you get someone to take my timeshare off my hands?
Oh, you're still doing that, huh?
You're talking about dead weights. I should have asked Zeke Elliott. He was hanging out in Cabo. I missed the boat on that one. All right, we are talking about the Bills-Bengals matchup. And $400 smokers. 803-0550 to join us. People are now sending me, I'm getting tweets with links to types of smokers to get for you.
Good.
I don't know how you did this. I'm getting advice on what to buy. I'm getting. We are talking about the football game. The Bills and the Bengals on Sunday. If you're feeling good about the game, why? If you're worried about the game, why? Don't be worried about trap game. I've got a few tweets about that. By the way, I always thought a trap game was the supposed weak opponent between two really good opponents, right?
It's just before a good one.
Okay, it wasn't. I always thought it was sandwiched. Like you would have played somebody good and then a bad team and then the Patriots. I always thought that was the point of the trap game, that it was in the middle of these two really big games for you and you kind of like got really geared up for the first game and then you knew New England was a couple. But, oh, there's that trap game in the middle. I always thought that's what it was, but apparently. Don't worry about it, okay? It's not. It's the same thing. I got somebody on Twitter all upset with me because I said after they beat the Bengals, and he's like, you know, stop with after they beat the Bengals. They got to play the game. Da 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 da. Look, what we say has no impact on the outcome of the game Sunday. And if the Bills lose, it's not because it was a trap game. I'm sure they're paying attention to practice this week. I'm sure they're focused. They're 2-0, man. That doesn't get you in the playoffs. 2-0 doesn't get you a squat in the National Football League. You need to win this game on Sunday. You're in a great position to go 3-0 with New England coming in. Why would you not focus on Cincinnati this week? This is a really important game for them.
Well, I stopped believing in the idea of trap games long ago, and I actually found the article. 2012, Aaron Schatz did something here. There was a Harvard sports analysis. They defined a trap game as, okay, above 500 teams have beaten below 500 teams 80% of the time over a 9-year stretch.
Okay, sure, makes sense.
So you're above 500, you beat below 500.
Yes.
So in possible letdown games, the above 500 team won 82% of them. More than the overall sample.
Yeah, that's a lot. So there is no
There's no such thing. There is no trap game.
The better team is winning.
The better team wins, the same likelihood of if there's not another game coming up later.
Right. Actually, the percentage was higher. Look, if the Bengals win on Sunday, it's because, whatever, the Bills had trouble stopping Andy Dalton and their passing game and John Ross. Maybe Mixon has a big day. There could be other issues in it. It has nothing to do with the Bengals were 0-2. The Bills thought, well, the Niners blew them out, so we can take this one lightly and start looking at Tom Brady tape this week. That's not happening, you know? And someone else, I didn't keep it in front of me. Somebody else tweeted in, like, this game will determine how the season plays out. Like, if they lose, it's going to mean the end. No, it's just, if they win, great. And I'm not going to tell you Monday morning that they won and they clinched a playoff spot. It's just another game to put you in position to be in the playoffs hopefully later this season, and a game that you should be able to win. A home game against a team that's struggling with some issues in various parts of the field is a game you should be able to win. If we're going to talk about the Bills getting to 10 wins this year, right, and talk about this team making the playoffs, you win this game on Sunday, okay? You know, the next week is a different task, but you win this game on Sunday because I do think they're the better football team. So don't worry about the trap game and all that stuff. Worry about John Ross or Joe Mixon or the Bengals defensive line, or, you know, can Trey White play Sunday? That's the stuff you should be thinking about.
We're waiting on head coach Sean McDermott.
Yeah, maybe we're going to see. If we hear from him in another minute or two, do you want to try and break now? We're going to wait for another minute or two? Okay. So we're kind of waiting. He's in a team meeting, typically I think at 9 o'clock on Friday. So we kind of catch him whenever the team meeting is over. So if it ends, it ends. If it doesn't, we get him whenever when he gets done with the team meeting. So we're kind of just waiting. As soon as he pops into the studio in Orchard Park, we'll get him on the show.
And that has us talking about smokers and grilling.
Still waiting to hear from Brayton on how much he's contributing. Can we make this your Christmas present? You all right with that?
No.
No, this is a baby gift?
Yeah, this is a baby registry
gift. Did you actually register it?
It's on the registry.
You need to send me the information of where you're registered and how I can find this. Would you send that to me, please?
Sure.
And I promise I'll do a better job than I did with your guillotine league. I swear I thought I registered for that. I thought I signed up for your guillotine league when you sent it to me. And I didn't.
Just give my registry name over the air. Everybody can buy whatever they want.
You know, while you're at it, I mean... Hey, you're getting a smoker, you're selling your camper, and you're getting everybody to register.
What else can I put on that registry?
You are supposed to be thinking about baby gifts.
I'm making meals here. I'm feeding.
I feel like the smoker is more for you.
Can't feed my family on teething rings.
Was that Sprewell? Or who did the can't feed my family? somebody made that line famous.
Was it Randy Moss? Can't feed your family with Super Bowl rings?
No, was it it? No, I don't. I thought there was, it's been used by probably more than one athlete.
Lawyer Malloy.
Lawyer Malloy was the guy who did that?
Can't feed your family off Super Bowl rings.
Rings.
Well, see? Can't feed your family off teething rings. It's true. You're going to need that smoker.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is more about you than your four kids. Even though you're going to tell me, the kids are going to eat the stuff that comes out of the smoke. I feel like it's more about you.
Hey, happy dad.
Like when you
kids
started,
are glad. I need a statement. I need some sort of.
When you started this segment, you didn't say, I've really got to get my kids a smoker. You said, I really need a smoker.
It's all about the kids.
He flashes
I'm
the
thinking,
smile.
I'm always thinking about the kids.
You are. You're going to be a
everything's
great,
for the kids.
You're going to be a great father. Thank you so much. All right, 803-0550 to join us. What do you want to do, boss? All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll go to a break. If Sean McDermott gets into the studio, obviously we'll come right out of the break. We'll get to the Bills coach as soon as he steps into the studio in Orchard Park. 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, the official casino of the Buffalo Bills.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome back. Football Friday here on WGR. We are thinking... Shortly, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bills, Sean McDermott. As soon as he shows up, we'll get to him. 803-0550 to join us. Hey, there's some good college games this weekend, too. Just a quick heads up on that.
Big weekend. Georgia-Notre Dame.
Georgia-Notre Dame Saturday night. So that's an 8 o'clock game. Two top 10 ranked teams. You got that. You got Auburn-Texas A&M at 3:30 on Saturday. You got Michigan and Wisconsin at noon. Syracuse fans, your boys are home. They're taking on Western Michigan. That is a noon game on Saturday. And if you get ACC Network, you can watch the Syracuse game against the Broncos. And UB, of course, is home. Bulls trying to bounce back against Temple. Tough matchup. The Owls are off to a really good start. So that is a 3:30 game at UB Stadium tomorrow. It is on ESPNU. And it is also on ESPN 1520, your radio home for UB Bulls football. So that's a little bit of your schedule for college football this weekend. If you're like me and you make sure you get all your stuff done, run your errands, get your groceries, cut the grass, do all your to-do list, so you can plop down and enjoy college football on Saturday and then devote your entire Sunday, of course, to the National Football League, the Bills, and whatever else. So there you go. That'll keep you busy, too. And we got Sabres games tonight and tomorrow night here on WGR as they continue their preseasons. So don't forget about that as well.
I've gone down a rabbit hole on smokers here. There's so many things I don't know about them. Don't. People are telling me, definitely get this and definitely get that.
Did you put the actual one in the register?
No, I
got
to figure out which one to get.
Okay, so you tell me when it's there.
Totally overloaded on this.
Just don't go too crazy on price.
So, quick thing on the Sabres, right? We'll give them in a minute for the Sabres. They play tonight. They play tomorrow at home. And going through the schedule, the season tickets. It's not so much a draft. It used to be a draft, right? When they were really fun, good. It would be, I want to go on this night. I want to see this team.
Which nights to go.
And now it's more of a, all right, who do you want? All right, Montreal, I got that one. Yeah,
I went with
that.
The Western Conference package.
Right, right. So you just want games. I'll say, yeah, that's fine, that one. Uh-huh, you can have that. Uh-huh. Because the way I go through the schedule is I can honestly say I've never been this cynical on the Sabres ever.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That's
just
not,
so down.
Yeah, right.
On, not down on their moves, but I think it comes down to the Ristolainen trade, not because I need him gone so bad, but just because it's clear it's a thing that they probably want to do, and the fact that they haven't yet done it or can't get it done is disheartening in a big way. They probably needed to trade him last year and missed that and instead trade O'Reilly. But I go through the schedule and I'm like, okay, they open up against New Jersey. I'm probably going to lose that game because New Jersey's remade themselves.
You're picking the Sabres.
Home games. Like Montreal. Montreal's, they were good last year. Okay.
Yeah, they were good.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida's good. Yeah, look at that guy.
Oh, Dallas. Oh, God, that'd be pretty good too. Sharks. Oh, Arizona. Okay, maybe you can get in.
Arizona's up and coming team.
Loss.
Didn't Arizona have more points than the Sabres last year? Right?
Probably.
So, you know.
Islanders on a Saturday. Okay. Tampa is a loss. Carolina's a loss. I got Ottawa.
There you
Minnesota,
go.
Minnesota put together some wins. In Calgary better. The Leafs, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, they're going to lose every game.
I don't think they are.
I know. I don't either. But I'm just in such a...
It's a tough spot.
It's a tough spot as well. Yeah.
And that's being kind. That's to use the Lindy Ruff term, right? Whenever Lindy was really something was really bad, right? What would he say? Yeah, it's a tough goal to let up.
Yeah.
He always used the word tough to describe.
He would also
that's
say,
horrendous.
We're in tough is what we would say an awful lot too.
It's a tough spot. It really is. But I'm afraid to say this. Nothing can be as bad as last season. Nothing. I can't believe you could go lower than last season. I really honestly can't.
You know one
post win streak, obviously.
Do you know one way to feel better about this season? Is if they had fired the coach earlier and had something good happen at the end of the season instead of what did happen.
Well, it just played out. It just kind
like
of,
I know whenever we talk about them, I end up sounding bitter that they waited so long because I am.
Yeah.
They wasted so much time. They wasted the ability of calling up other players. They wasted the potential to convince potential free agents. This is not a complete wasteland. It was months.
Right. They got Olofsson up. Was about really the
six
about
games.
It, right.
6 games of Olofsson.
Right.
They just wasted so much time.
Mm-hmm.
People are sending me smokers that are over $300 to put on the registry, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, look, you're being kind. You just had me spending $400 a moment ago.
Oh, okay, $329.
No,
perfect.
No.
All right,
what is this? The Price is Right. Can I do over and under on the smoker price? Can you keep it under $300? Is it asking too much? I found a smoker for $109. So what if I just do that? Is that okay? It was 26-inch, I think.
I just got too many. I got too many questions to answer before
to
I can
a smoker expert.
Put this up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's where I am on the Sabres and on the Bills. We're happy these days.
We are joined by their head coach, Sean McDermott, on our Westerra Hotline. His Football Friday segment brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit your wealth advisor, mcg.com. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store, Western New York's favorite place to shop. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Oh, good morning to you guys as well.
You don't get the tailgate. You're busy on game days. Have you ever tailgated at football games?
You know, I don't think I have. When I was a young coach, I was always jealous of some of the guys that I knew were able to tailgate. I coached at my alma mater following my senior year, and so a lot of the guys were coming back, my buddies and fellow ex-teammates, and were tailgating and giving me a hard time because I wasn't able to tailgate. So I'm a little jealous.
How about non-football season, like barbecue, grill season, smoker? Do you have a signature go-to kind of barbecue that you make?
No, I love, just like most people, we love to cook out, sit on the deck and enjoy some refreshments, some lemonade and some refreshments and cook out. And I love the smell in the air. This time of year when I drive by the tailgate in the parking lots, and then also when we're able to do it at home.
If you have a few minutes Sunday, Jeremy has a nice camper, and it sounds like burgers and Italian sausage, mm-hmm. and I think he's air frying a turkey. So feel free to stop by.
No, I appreciate that. You know, I'll tell you what, it's great to see all the people coming together to support the team. The people coming from all over the place to support our team, and it's fun to watch. And when I did go out there, it's very tempting, and I've been offered quite a few things. You name it, some a little bit outside the box, but I'm not able to accept it just because I got a little work to do.
Is there something you've come to appreciate or you've learned about home games at New Era Field that maybe you didn't appreciate or understand as a visiting coach?
Yeah, I think the ride in for a visiting coach, and I was only here a couple times just by the way the schedule worked out, but the ride in, I think, for the visiting teams from the hotel is different than most other NFL cities. And so I think that works to our advantage, right? The ride in for us as the home team here in Buffalo, and when you get to know this place, is to me one of the more special rides in and for a home game around the NFL, just because of the community that's formed on Sundays. And really, it started, campers have already been pulled in earlier in the week, and you're able to, like, I drove out of the parking lot last night and I'm watching people playing cards. In a tent that's near in one of the tailgate in one of the camper sections there. So I think I think that's the way it should be. It's a great vibe. People spending time with people. You see friends coming together, families coming together, people that don't even know one another, you know, getting to know one another and becoming friends. So to me, that just really typifies Buffalo.
Is there anything new, injuries, Sean, is there anything new as of this morning in regards to Devin Singletary and whether or not he might be able to practice at all today?
Yeah, nothing new at this point. We're kind of in a holding pattern. So we'll just see how he gets through today and take it into the weekend here.
If he isn't available on Sunday, are you okay going into the game with just Gore, Yeldon, and DeMarco?
Yeah, you know, we'll miss Devin if that is in fact the case. He's a hard player to replace. You know, you guys have seen the ability in the first two games. But we're confident, having said that, we're confident in the backs that we have and Frank and TJ and then Pat as well.
With Tyler Kroft, is there any extent of how serious a setback yesterday was, the ankle injury?
Yeah, Howard, I wish we could say it. We don't think it's as severe as maybe we initially thought, so we'll just... Again, it's kind of early right now, but you know, he's worked so hard, and he's such a great young man, comes from a great family, and that was hard to watch, and I think the team felt that. But we're gonna rally around Tyler, rally around his family, and become a stronger team because of it.
With your offense, Sean, we were talking about this with John Murphy earlier this morning. So far through the first couple games, so many different personnel groupings. It seems like there is a versatility. Like Brian Daboll is now able to go with matchup-specific game plans and player usage and design, maybe more so than last year because there's more versatility in your offense. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's kind of the roadmap when you start, when you come in and you're trying to get your feet underneath of you, build a good foundation. You're not always able to do some of the things you want to grow into. And so it just... The more time, the more continuity we have with the players, the more you can build. I mean, you look up the road there in the division and what they've been able to do with the continuity, and man, they've got a very expansive playbook that they can kind of just spin the dial, and so we're trying to build that, and I think we're off to a good start trying to build a good foundation.
Yeah, I was going to follow up and say, you know, that your passing game has been good the first 2 weeks. In your mind, like, if you could talk about how this offense overall is evolving, and is there a blueprint in your mind of where it needs to get to, like what level you'd like to get this offense to at some point?
Well, I think to your point, we are off to a good start. We've moved the ball. We've spread the ball around. I would start with fundamentals. There's still work to be done with fundamentals, and that's that's always the case early in the season, and then that we continue to build. I mean, there's some sloppy football being played, and we've played some of it, to be honest with you. I didn't think we finished the game in the second half the right way, even though we put together that key drive. And then we had some penalties, and so we have a lot of work to do offensively and as a team. So that's really where our focus is, that we continue to grow, to continue to develop these fundamentals, the players that we have. We've got a tremendous amount of young players that are playing for us and that we're counting on, and it's fun to watch them develop every week. And our development too has been very intentional with what we do at practice, how we do it. So our hope and goal is that we continue to grow and that it carries forward into each and every game.
When you look at the matchup of your offense against the Bengals defense, can you talk, it sure looks like the strength of the Bengals defense is up front. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges their group of linemen could present to you in this game?
Yeah, Howard, the way that they're built, even before the new staff came in, they're an extremely talented team with their players that they have. I mean, they've got good length up front. They've got Geno Atkins, who's one of the better defensive tackles, three techniques in the game. They can be disruptive up front, and then they press their corners between Jackson and Kirkpatrick, both long, very talented corners that can lock people down pretty good. And then they just allow their safeties and linebackers to roll and to roam. So this is a good defense. And I would say the same with the team. It's a good team. You know, the first game, they go out to Seattle, the first game of the year, and they battle and probably should have won that game. And then they got in their home opener last week, and the game got away from them, although it was close up until about the second to last drive in the second quarter there, and the game started to get away from them. And so it turned into a running game for the 49ers where all they had to do was basically just keep running it and run the clock out, and then Cincinnati had the throw in the second half more than they probably would have liked. So this is a very dangerous football team, very talented football team, and a team that came in here a year ago and you know, put 20-some points on us, and we didn't score very much. So this will be a big challenge for us.
You mentioned the new staff. Is there a little bit more of a challenge when you prepare for a game against a first-time head coach? There is a limited book on Zach Taylor, and would you go and look at Rams games because he's out of the McVay tree? Would that mean anything?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, yeah, there are some unknowns. That is a little bit of leads to some kind of, you know, extra hours at night and early mornings just trying to figure out what may be their next step. And, you know when I was a first-time defensive coordinator, I didn't show much in the preseason because there's something to be said for the element of surprise. And we went down to Carolina at the time. I was with Philadelphia, and I think we had 7 sacks and did some things that they weren't expecting. And by the time the game was over, you know, the result was the way it was. So you know, there is some of that, especially early in the year. And that's where it comes back to our fundamentals. We've got to make sure we block, tackle, catch the football. You know, substitutions, things you take for granted. Our communication, that we've got to make sure we do the ordinary things well.
Before I let you go, Sean, a couple league issues, actually with penalties. So holding penalties are apparently way up, and we saw them again last night in the Thursday night game. It was a point of emphasis. It has been called. Is there anything you tell your team, can tell your team as a head coach, when you see this number of flags and that type of penalty being emphasized, is there anything you can do about it?
Yeah, that's where you get back to the fundamentals, and basically is playing as fast as we can. A lot of those penalties, from the team level, if you take ownership of it, a lot of the penalties come from lack of being in bad football position, right, where you're reaching out, you're grabbing. So we work every day on the fundamentals of getting in good football position, bending our knees, trying to have our hands where they're supposed to be. Now, that doesn't make us perfect, but that's really what a lot of our work week to week is, especially early in the season, so that those penalties don't crop up. Now, you work on it, and the hard part is you can never guarantee it's going to carry over. And it varies by officiating crew as mm-hmm. well. So, you know, I'm confident that the officials are doing the best job they can, and we're going to continue to work on our fundamentals and our part of it.
What about roughing the passer? As a defensive guy, I think you can – I don't know how much of the other games you see. Sunday, Denver, Chicago. Monday night, Jamal Adams. Last night there was a roughing the passer on a Tennessee player that looked like a textbook clean takedown of the quarterback. That seems to be an area again, where they're throwing a lot of flags. What do you think about that? And is that something you've addressed with your players?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be an aggressive team. So this is an aggressive game, and you can't go into a game playing hesitant, because that's when you get hurt. And so that's really our approach. We try and make sure our players very clearly understand the rules, and then you go play aggressive, and player safety is number one. We're going to make sure our guys totally understand the rules, and we want them to go out and play aggressive.
All right, Sean, well, good luck on Sunday against the Bengals, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Football Friday segment with Sean McDermott on our Wester Hotline has been brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit your wealth advisor, mcg.com. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. By Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store, Western New York's favorite place to shop.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Oh, it's getaway day. Bills home opener weekend. I don't know about you. I've been mailing.
I started
mailing in show.
I knew you,
like, yesterday.
I could tell. You're gone. Are you sleeping in the camper tomorrow night? What do you do? Take the camper out, sleep overnight?
Was it the ketchup on mac and cheese?
Yeah, that might have been part of it.
Yes, we will be there tomorrow.
Very nice.
And in the camper lot with, you know, the camper community. It's just the best.
And then cooking up all the goodies first thing Sunday?
Cooking up all the goodies. And we're also going to tell our friends and family the mix of four children.
The gender reveal?
Sure, yeah.
The big gender reveal show?
Yes.
Streaming, live, pay-per-view?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's exciting.
We now know.
That's good. I'm not at liberty to say. So what are you going to have, like,
play in the
different
show.
Colored footballs, blue or pink footballs, and throw them out to people to do the gender reveal?
I might just be like, hey, heads up, this is what we're going for. And just, like, that's it.
Buying stuff.
Say it as casually as, we're out of toilet paper, everybody. Just a heads up, the bathroom's out of commission. And just say it just like that.
All right, here's the plan. Busy, busy weekend. You got Sabres preseason games tonight and tomorrow night right here on WGR. They're playing the Leafs both days. Road tonight, home tomorrow. 7 o'clock game tonight on WGR. It is also on television. Not streaming, actually on television. It's on MSG, so you have that too. And then your plan for Sunday, bright and early, 7 o'clock, Bill's Breakfast with Derek and Lou. Game day with Jeremy at 8 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff, Nate and Joe at 10. Bengals, Bills at 1. Postgame, Shope and the Bulldog. Overtime with Nate Geary. And we look forward to talking about another win and 3-0 on Bills Football Monday. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.